Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were taught that we cannot interpret sections of the Bible out of context. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, too often people read verses 25 through 27 of Romans chapter 1, and they make a statement as this: homosexuals cannot get saved and delivered from that life. Well, if that is what you say, then you must also say that these other things are included in the package, and you must also say Romans 5, verse 20, that says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There is no sin more powerful than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope that you understand that. And so if you have a homosexual child, you have a homosexual friend that turned to that life, my friend, they can be saved out of that lifestyle. God can change them. He really can. And so you don't ever quit. Don't ever give up on praying for that person to get saved. But on the other hand, never ever condoned their sin. And so, listen to verses 25 through 27 of Romans 1. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Now people read that, and then when they read verse 28, and it says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So people say that just shows they can never be saved. But again, we pointed out that after the word convenient, there's a semicolon showing that those following are also under that condemnation if they can't be saved. That would include the unrighteous, that is, those that are not obedient to the word of God, the fornicators, those that sexual sin of any kind, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, those that like to debate, murder, abortions, deceit. Just a deceiver, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, you know, you gossip, you whisper, despiteful, proud, boasters, haters of God, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. So what you're saying then is that none of them can be saved either. See, now it starts to break down because we don't stick to true Bible context. Instead, somebody finds something, they pull it out. Now look, in the Bible teaches, this is God's word. If lawyers and others are going to indict somebody, they need to indict the Bible and just say, well, that goes against us. And that'd probably be true because they hate God, they hate the Bible. But God teaches that homosexuality is an abomination. I believe God more than I believe man. So when man and God disagree, I go with God, okay? And you should too. And so homosexuality is an abomination. But God can save those people. He really can. And don't ever give up on that person. They don't need psychology. They don't need classes of psychoanalysis. They just need to give their heart and life to Christ, get in His Word, saturate their mind with the Word, and get with people that love God and that walk with God and walk in righteousness and true holiness. And God will give them the victory, and don't make any doubt about that. So, they can be saved. In Matthew 24, Jesus spoke of the evil day. But the difference is that those passages look at the world. The Romans 1 passage here, the Matthew 24 passage, they look at the world. But our passage here in 2 Timothy 3 is telling of the general state of churches throughout the world who name the name of Christ. If you look up there in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, our previous chapter, it says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." That's very clear. Depart from iniquity. Depart from lawlessness. Depart from sinfulness. Depart from that sin that is so intentional. And so, when there's sin, if you're a Christian, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you're doing it, depart from it. If it is in your church, depart from those people. The church needs to put those people out. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 5 is about. You see, we do not have liberty to commit those sins. Don't let any modern-day Bible teacher who's not really teaching the Bible, he's already changed the version because he can't support himself with the right version, with the King James, so they've got to change the version of the Bible to try to support themselves. And so now they try to teach, oh, you've got the liberty to do all these things. I will never forget one teacher saying, unless the Bible says it's an actual sin, then it's all right to do it. We have liberty. And he says, for an example, the Bible doesn't say social drinking specifically, but it does say drunkenness. So he said, it's wrong to get drunk, but it's not wrong to social drink. Well, you know what? I've heard of not just getting plastered completely out, but I've heard of people that take drugs socially. They smoke marijuana socially. They will take some drugs that don't have quite as strong a power, depending on how much of it they shoot up. And so, my friend, if they're going to be consistent, since the Bible doesn't say anything about coke, cocaine, of acid, of LSD, and on down the line you can go, since the Bible doesn't say anything, doesn't mention them specifically, then they must be all right. See, what is interesting, these are men with earned letters in reputable institutions, and yet they are spiritually ignorant. Now, with the contemporary church, the emerging church, the postmodern age permeating the church with its Eastern and Catholic mysticism of contemplation, you know, the idea of where they just sit in a room and empty your mind of everything, then whatever comes into your mind, that's where you contemplate. Now, you just meditate on the Word of God. That's the way the Bible says to do it. Why not do it God's way? See, we begin to understand the passage now in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, where it says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" So that there is no misunderstanding, this passage looks at the so-called Christian church's state before the rapture of the church. So we first are told this know. It's important that we see what is meant by the phrase this know. It means this is something you should know, you need to know, and you need to keep it in your mind. And it is particularly referring to those things in verses 2 through 9 here of this third chapter of 2 Timothy. The bottom line is that it is important that you know this, especially if you're living in the last days. Now, I pastor a church. And we have a lot of people involved. Now, we have a maintenance director. We have those that are computer experts. And then Dr. Hopper, who's our radio manager and really has helped develop the email system for the military. He's the guy that when my computer has problems, I go straight to him. Our maintenance is a Mr. Etheridge. I go straight to Mr. Etheridge. Now, if I fix something, these men know that had I just brought it to them and let them fix it, it would have only taken 5 minutes instead of an hour to fix it. But you see, when I try to fix it, it only makes matters worse. Well, we find today that men are trying to change the Word of God and are trying to fix the church with philosophy instead of letting the Master do it with the Word of God, letting the Holy Spirit. It's His work. It's His work to do in us. We just turn it over to the Lord through His Word and submit to it. And see, that's the day that we live in. And in the minister in these last days, we've got to submit to God, to His Word, and let His Word be the truth in our lives. So we not only see this know, be assured of this, think on this, keep it in mind, this know that in the last days, now the last days is the next phrase, and we need to discern what is not and what is meant by the last days. So often one hears of the day of the Lord. Do you realize that the day of the Lord is at least 1,007 years? It's going to include, right at the rapture and that following, the 7-year tribulation period and the 1,000-year millennial period. Now, those first 7 years of judgment, the tribulation, in which over half of the world's population dies in terrible, terrible deaths, some through hunger, some just very violent deaths and attacks of even animals, let alone armies, and a very lawless day. And in 7 years, it is so bad that men will even try to commit suicide and yet won't be able to. So that's it, and that's part of the day of the Lord, but also the 1,000 years after that when Jesus comes here and reigns on the earth that we call the millennium, when this earth will know its best and most prosperous history. Yet, right after that, Satan is loosed, who's been chained in the pit for the 1,000 years. He'll be loosed, and he'll go out and deceive nations once more, and then the fire of God will pour out of heaven, consume all of them, the great white throne judgment. Then they start the eternal reign. So through that white throne judgment, from the rapture to that is at least 1,007 years, probably more, and that is the day of the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.